Listening Library presents The Cottage in the Woods by Catherine Covell. Read for you by Catherine Kellgren. To my writers group, MFL, without whom this book would not exist, Mary Jane Ork, Patience Brewster, Cynthia DeFelice, Robin Pulver, Vivian Vanderveld, Ellen Stoll Walsh, and especially Bruce Covell, helper extraordinaire. Chapter 1. Errare Humanum Est. The cottage in the woods, they called it. Later on, that became the gatekeeper's lodge, yet they had been so happy there that they kept the name for their grand new manor house. Mr. Vaughan couldn't have been any prouder if he had built that place with his own two paws. It was his vision, his will behind it all, as if he'd wrestled it from rock and timber himself. It was no cottage, either. The very thought is laughable. 8 bedrooms it had in the east wing alone, with balconies and hot and cold running water, no less, and the huge nursery, of course. They had such hopes, such dreams. And then there was the great hall itself, so grand, with the parquet floor and the carved mantelpiece, the den for him and the solarium for her, and the drawing room with the crystal chandelier. And out through the French doors were the terrace and the gardens, those French doors that the servants said never did shut right, the one floor. That whole great house just sitting there, and a child could have opened those doors, and did.